Be'ezras Hashem, B'li Neder. Let's finish Shas together. Tzviki, you want to try to deal with the shade here? This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moyer of David Tzvi Ben Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Chavdalad. Now, we left off at the very bottom of Chav Gimel Beis, but in order to understand just the beginning of today's daf, I want to go back to the Mishnah again and explain something that we did at the end of yesterday's daf to make today's daf somewhat more understandable. Good morning to Chanach, to David Yeshua, to Reb Mordechai, to Yitzchak Aryeh, to Shmuel and to Yerachmiel Shmuel, to Tzvika, to Avram David, to Dr. Joe, and to Shlomo David. So let's back up to the Mishnah on Chav Gimel Beis. So the Mishnah had said, even the five women, your mother-in-law, your sister-in-law, all the five women, your co-wife, your tzara, even the five women who have something against this woman, who are not believed to say that her husband died, because we're afraid they're just making trouble for her and saying her husband died, then the husband's going to show up and she's going to be really in trouble, or her kids are going to be mamzerim. So even the five women are not believed to say your husband died are believed to bring the get and say b'fanai nechtav and b'fanai nechtav. Now in yesterday's daf, at the very end, we had a dispute between Rav Yosef and Abaye as to how to understand this halacha. So let's just go back to that machlokas, because that's relevant to today's daf. So the Gemara had said, right after the Mishnah, v'hatanya, we had another brises, k'shem she'enem arslam ha'isba, kach enem arslam ha'vigita. These five women are not believed to say b'fananta b'fananta. So the Mishnah says they are believed. The Brisa says they're not believed. So I'm Rav Yosef Lokasha. Kan ba'aretz, kan b'chutz la'aretz. The ba'aretz, the lavadi b'udidok ha'samchina mehema. Good morning, Rav Eliezer Dov. In Eretz Yisrael, so she does not have to say b'fananta b'fananta. So she's actually bringing the get. So the Mepharshim explain what this means is, she's not suspected, these five ladies who hate this woman, they're not suspected of forging get. They might be suspected of lying when they would say b'fananechtam, but they're not suspected of forging get. So therefore, in Israel, where they don't have to say anything, the whole chashash is maybe they forged the get. Good morning, Harav Dov Binyamin Mishnei Zalmadana Kohen. So then she's believed. But b'chutz la'aretz, where she's suspected that the b'udidaka samchinan, where she has to say b'fananechtam, so we suspect her of lying. Lo mehem, there she's not believed. So again, the difference is, she's not suspected of actually forging a get. So in Eretz Yisrael, she's believed. But in Chutz La'aretz, where she has to say b'fananechtam, to say that, there we think she's going to lie. To say that. And Abaye says, what are you talking about? Amalei Abaye, Adarabba. Ibcha Mistabra, the opposite makes more sense. In the land of Israel, since she's not saying b'fanai nechtav, if the husband would come and say it's a forgery, the husband would be believed. So therefore, we should not believe her in Israel. Because since the husband is believed to say it's a forgery, she's going to forge it. She's intending to mess the husband up. So lo mehem, we don't believe her. But b'chutz la'aretz, d'iyasi ba'amayel, lo mashkechina bei, if she says b'fanai nechtam in chutz la'aretz, she's actually helping the girl's case. If the husband comes and says it's a forgery, we're not going to believe the husband. So what does she have to gain by saying b'fanai nechtam? Even if the husband says it's a forgery, he won't be believed. So mehemna, so it makes sense to believe her in Chutz La'aretz, but not in Eretz Yisrael. So again, Rav Yosef says, in Eretz Yisrael, we believe her, but in Chutz La'aretz, we don't believe her. Abaye says, the opposite logic makes more sense. In Eretz Yisrael, we do believe her because the husband can say it's a forgery, so she has what to gain by lying. Because the husband will be believed to say it's a forgery, but in Chutz La'aretz, the husband won't be believed, so what does she gain by lying? And therefore, she is believed in Chutz La'aretz. So that's the machlokas Abaye and Rav Yosef. And again, Rav Yosef said, and Abaye says, not only do we suspect her of lying, we also suspect her of lying when she just brings the get in Eretz Yisrael. we suspect her of lying. Says the Gemara. But on Chutzal, she has nothing to gain, so therefore we don't suspect her of lying. Tani Kavose Dabai. We learned to Brisa in support of Abaye, who said that she's suspected of forging the get in Eretz Yisrael, but in Chutzlaretz, we believe these five women. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Isha Ne'emenes Lahavi Gita, the woman herself is believed to bring her own get, Kal V'chomer, Oman Noshim, the five women, Shabacham She'enem Aslam Reis Bala, Ne'emenes Lahavi Gita, there you have it, that's the line. The five women are believed to bring her get from Chutzlaretz. It's like Abaye. He should have managed to say Mespala. So the woman herself was believed to say Mespala. In addition, she managed to have the Gita. Kavachom, she's believed to say Befanei Nechtam. Umimakum Shabasa. Malal, Tzrichas Yom Befanei Nechtam. All the five women are, they have to say Befanei Nechtam. Again, that's like Abaye, that the five women are believed from Chutzlaretz. Afhi, Tzrichas Yom Befanei Nechtam. So to the woman herself, has to Befanei Nechtam. Ravashi says you could even prove, like from our Mishnah, like Abaye, that a chutzlar is there believed. That she has to say it, and if she has to say it, so too the other five women have to say it as well. Rav Yosef, has he going to explain the Mishnah? No. So the Gemara asks, wait a minute. According to Rav Yosef, Reisha v'Seifa b'chutzlaretz u'metziyasa ba'aretz. The last Mishnah in yesterday's daf, which is Hakol Kshein Lavi Yisakid Chutz Mecheir Shot V'Katan V'Suma, the Gemara says that was talking about Chutz La'aretz, and the end of our Mishnah about Chutz La'aretz, but the beginning of our Mishnah you're going to have to reinterpret to mean it's talking about within Eretz Yisrael. How can you say it goes Chutz La'aretz, Eretz Yisrael, Chutz La'aretz? It doesn't make any sense. Reisha V'Seifa B'Chutz La'aretz V'Mitziyas V'Aretz. Again, the Reisha means the last Mishnah. The Sefer is the second part of this Mishnah, and the Mitzias is the first part of this Mishnah. So the second part of the Mishnah is talking about Chutz La'aretz, and then, but when it's talking about the five women, it's talking about within Eretz Yisrael itself. It's the Gemara in. It's not a problem. Yeah. Reisha v'Sefer Chutz La'aretz v'Mitzias v'Aretz. And I'll prove it to you. Mimai. Mitiktani ma bein get lemisa. Because it says in the Mishnah, what's the difference between the case of the five women testifying a get versus the five women testifying Meis Bala? Shaksav mochiach, because she's carrying a get. V'log tani shaksav upeh mochiach. Oh, it's talking about within Eretz Yisrael just bringing a get, not that she's saying b'fanei nech, b'fanei nedav, that it's the get plus her words. No. It's not her words, because if it was talking about Chutz La'aretz, it's not just that she's bringing a get, she also says b'fanei b'fanei nechtam. But in Eretz Yisrael, she's just bringing a get, she's not saying b'fanei nechtam at all. Says Rav Yosef, that's the raya to me. Oh, v'lo k'tani sheksavu peh mochiach. Okay, let's continue. New story. Now, the woman herself, Ha'isha Atzim, Mavia get, oh, so the obvious kash over here. What did the Mishnah say, Rabbi Isai? If the woman brings her own get, she has to say b'fanei nechtam. Wait a second. If the woman is bringing her own get, she's already divorced. She already has the get in her hand. What's she saying? Anything? The divorce is over. What's the Mishnah talking about? You hear this? The woman herself is bringing her own get. So she has to say, b'fanei nechtam, that's where it's a shliach laholacha who is delivering the get here in front of Beis Din. Why is this woman delivering anything? If she's carrying the get from Brooklyn to Israel, she's holding her get already. She was divorced in Brooklyn. What's she giving anything to a bezin? What's she carrying? What's going on? Ask the Gemara, Isha has maybe Gita. Isha, Mechimati Gita Liyata Gashla. Once she's holding the get already, she already got divorced in Brooklyn. What's she saying in Israel? What's the Mefana Nechta Mefana Nechta? So the Gemara gives like around four answers to this. Answer number one, Amar Avuna. But Omer, lo tiskashi bo elu b'fnei bezin ploni. No, the husband wanted to make her life miserable. That's what people divorcing wives do. So the husband said to her, when he gave her the get, but he said, this get is not going to be chal until you get home. Until you get home to Eretz Yisrael, and you, as soon as you walk into your town, that's when the get will be chal. So she has to say before the Nechvan, says Mar. So what does that do? Sof Kimat Chasim Gashma. Okay, so once she walks into Tel Aviv, she's divorced. Still, she doesn't have to say b'fanei nechtam. She doesn't have to give it to Bezdin. It's a condition. A condition. So as soon as the condition is fulfilled, she's divorced. Okay, so the Gemara says, answer number two. El Amar Rav Huna bar Manoach, Mishmei d'Ravach b'Rei Davika, d'Amar Allah, no, the husband said to her like this, Ki matis hasam, asnechei a'ara v'shakle. When you get to Tel Aviv, put the get on the ground, because I'm making you a shliach lo'olacha. I don't want the get to be chal now. When you get to Brooklyn, when you get to Tel Aviv, put the get on the ground, and then pick it up from the ground, and you'll be divorced. In other words, you're a shliach lo'olacha, but then you could pick it up off the ground. Says the Gemara, we all know that doesn't work. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, havelei tli gitech magabe kaka, v'amarav tli gitech magabe kaka lo maklum. Right? If the husband says to the wife, here, I'm going to put the get on the floor. I don't even want to go near you. So I'm going to put the get on Forest Avenue. It's going to be sitting there on the floor, and you can go there and pick it up. That doesn't work. Because the Torah says, V'nasan biyada. You have to place the get in her hand, or in her rishus, in her backyard. But you can't just put it on the ground anywhere else. Answer number three. Ella, d'amala have shliach lahilacha admatis hasam b'chimatis hasam have shliach lekabala v'kabli yiskitech. He says to her, okay, no. The case is like this. The husband says to her, here, take your get from Brooklyn, go to Tel Aviv. When you get to Tel Aviv, I'm going to have you magically morph from a shliach lahilacha into a shliach kabala, and you'll now give yourself your own get, and you'll get divorced. So we could all smell it. There's a problem with that also. Says the Gemara, answer number three, it doesn't work either. There is a halacha by shlichus that the shliach lahalacha has to be able to go home and say, asisi shlichusecha. That's called chazor shlichus eitz labal. So any shlichus that there's a condition in order to make shlichus work, that at the end of the shliach has to go back to the mishalech and say, I did your shlichus. But since this shliach is going to have no time, because in the middle of her becoming a, it's not like she handed it off to somebody else, as the Gemara is going to say in a minute, she morphed into from a shliach la'olacha into a shliach kabbalah. So she can't, by the time she is going to go back and tell the mishalech, I did your shlichus, she already morphed into a different shliach. So she's no longer a shliach la'olacha. So she can't go back and say, I did your shlichus. So therefore the Gemara comes to the fourth answer. To Amalah, have a shlich lo'olacha at the matis hasam. Okay, the husband said to her, I want you to be a shlich lo'olacha until you get there. V'chimatis hasam, when you get there, shavi shlich l'kabbalah. Appoint somebody else to be the shlich l'kabbalah and give it to the other guy, and then you'll be divorced. Says the Gemara, Hani chalamanda amar isha osa shliach lekabala gidim yad shliach bala. That a woman can make a shliach lekabala. From a shliach. That a woman can make a shliach lekabala when the husband sent it alayde shliach. Elamanda amar ena isha osa shliach lekabala gidim yad shliach bala. We'll see why in a minute. But according to the opinion that says that a woman cannot appoint a shliach lekabala to accept the get from a shliach leholacha. The woman can appoint a get of a shliach lekabala to accept the get from the husband himself. But if the husband appointed a shliach lo'olacha, the woman can't appoint a shliach kabbalah. You can't have a situation of, okay, tell your people to speak to my people. That you can't do. We don't hold that way. We hold that even if the husband makes a shliach lo'olacha, the woman can make a shliach lekabala. But according to those opinions, say that she can't. Ma'ikel Meimar says Gemara, no. Time am I, what's the reason why a woman cannot make a shliach to accept the get from the husband's shliach? Why? Mishum de'ikah bizayon de'bal. Because that is embarrassing to the husband. And the husband is not willing to go into a shlichus that his shliach gives it to her shliach. And the husband appointed a shliach to give it to the woman herself, not to the woman's shliach. V'ahacha ba'al lo kapid. But here in the case where the husband expressly told her to appoint a shliach laholacha, lekabal, excuse me. So clearly the husband's not makbid in this case because he's the one who told her to appoint a shliach lekabala. Says the Gemara, okay, that answer works. Answer number four works if you hold that that's the reason. That makes sense if you say that the reason why the woman cannot appoint a shliach lekabala is because it's embarrassing to the husband. So in this case, the husband expressly told her to appoint a shliach lekabala. So obviously it's not embarrassing to him. But there's another opinion that says no, that a woman cannot appoint a shliach lekabala if the husband appoints a shliach leolacha, because that looks like the weird case of chatzer abal achemikan. That looks like the case of where the husband put the get in somebody else's rishus, and then the somebody else gave her the get. So that looks like that. So then, Michael Amemar, so answers the Gemara, you're going to have to say a fifth answer. D'amar la, hevi shleich lalacha demazel haslam. The husband said to her in Brooklyn, I want you to be a shleich lalacha until you get to Tel Aviv. Chimatas haslam, shavi shleich lalacha. And when you get to Tel Aviv, I want you to appoint a different man as a shliach laholacha. The kabli is ki techminei. And that other shliach laholacha will give you your get from me. That's answer number five or number six. I forgot it. It's answer number six. V'ibay seima. Answer number seven. The amalah havi shliach laholacha d'matas hasam. That the husband said to her in Brooklyn, I want you to be a shliach laholacha until you get to Tel Aviv. The chimat is hasam, ema kame beidina, and when you get to Tel Aviv, I want you to say in front of Bezdin, b'fanai nechtav, u'b'fanai nechtav, u'mashve beidina, shliach leisveni alach, and Bezdin will then appoint a shliach lahalacha to give you the get. Okay, seven different answers, how in the world the woman herself has to say b'fanai nechtav, and she wasn't already divorced. Hadrin Allah Hamevi Chanyan. And we'll now begin the third parak, which is called Kol Haget. Thank you, John, for the Siman Tov wishes. We appreciate them.
Won't that all the issue that the woman wants to get? She doesn't want to get. Then why isn't like the other scenario where we talk about the five women who can't be because they hate them? Maybe just the opposite. She doesn't want to get the get. So you're appointing her as a get, so you give herself a get, and then she's theoretically, you could say, I never got the get. What are you talking about?
Well,
I'm not divorced.
Well, you're right. If she doesn't want to give herself the get, then she could back out on her shlichas and the husband's in trouble. Then she won't be divorced. That's true. We're talking here about a case about a woman who wants to get the get. And the question is this good enough? Mm-hmm. So you're right. In this case, if she backs out and says, I don't want to get divorced, he's in gach tzar. So if she appointed him as a shliach laholacha, and she decides to renege on that agreement, you're right, and she won't be divorced. We're talking about a case in the opposite, where is this a good enough proof to prove that she hates the guy, she wants to get out of it. Okay, but you're 100% right. If the husband thinks that maybe, if the husband just wants to get rid of her, I mean, it's not his problem, he can marry other people anyway, right? If she backs out, she's okay, he's okay. Okay, kol get shenechtav shelo l'shem isha pasal. Any get that's not written for the sake of this woman is pasal. Shalom lishma, right? Kuntra Meir, it's got to be signed lishma, but that's what the Mishnah means. Gemara is going to explain. Kol get shen nichtav. Right. Kuntra Meir, the Mishnah means shen nichtav. Kol get shen nichtav shalom lishma. If it's either written Kuntra Belazar, if it's written shalom lishma, Kuntra Meir, if it's signed shalom lishma. Pasul. Ketzad. Haya over bashuk. A guy was walking in the street. Vishama called Sofrim Makrin. And he heard the sound of Sofrim telling their students how to write again. Okay, this is the way you write. Reuven divorced Sarah. And he says, ah, it's my lucky day. My name is Reuven. My wife is Sarah. I want to get a cheap get. It wasn't written for him. Ish ploni migayish is ploni mimakom ploni v'omar zeshmi v'zeshem ishti. And this guy says, ah, it's my lucky day. I'm Reuven and my wife is Sarah. Pasol agarish bo. He's not allowed to go to that store and say, oh, I heard you just wrote a get Reuven to Sarah. You're not allowed to be megarish because it was not written for him. Yasimikan, further than that, kasav legarish is ishto. If a guy himself wrote a get, he wants to divorce his wife. His name is Reuven, her name is Sarah. So he wrote the right names. V'niblach, he changes his mind. Mitzao ben Iro, another guy in the city, finds him and says, V'amalo, Shmi kishimcha, v'shemishik kishimishcha. Hey, your name is Reuven, well, my name is Reuven. Your wife's name is Sarah, well, my wife's name is Sarah too. Pasal agarishbo. You're not allowed to use it because it wasn't written for him and his wife. Case number three. Yeser mikan. Even more than that. Case three. Hayu lo shtei nashim b'shmos same shavos. The guy has two wives. And they're both named Sarah. Kasav l'garish zagdoyla. He intended to marry the older one. Lo igarish bo saktana. Can't use the same get to marry the other Sarah. Because this was written for big Sarah, not for little Sarah. Case number four. Yes, Amikan. Omer lelavlar. Guy says to a sofer. Ksov. Le'ezah she'eretz agarish. I got two wives named Sarah. I want you to have kavana when you're writing the get. I want you to have both of my wives in mind. Not good enough. You have to have it specifically for the one woman that you're interested in. Pasal agarish po. Zak tehelege gemara. Kasav agarish is ishto v'nimlach. If a guy intended to divorce his wife, and then he changed his mind. So then we said, another guy can't use the get. Wait a minute. So the Gemara says, Valoration, the first case of the Mishnah, he was walking in the marketplace. Isn't that the same case? But my, what was the case? Amar Rav Papa, no. But Sofer, we're talking in the first case about a Sofer who was teaching his student. His students, not that a guy was thinking about writing a get for his wife, we're talking about Sofrim who were teaching their students how to write a get. Amravashi Tekanami, if you read the Mishnah carefully, that's what it says, Diktani, Sofrim Makrin, right? You had master Sofrim teaching their students. Veloktani, Sofrim Korin, they weren't just reading the get that somebody commissioned them to write, they were Rebbe Sofrim teaching their students. Shmamino. So that's the case over there. Ask the Gemara, Ma Yeser Mikan. What is the Chiddush of case 2 over case 1, and case 3 over case 2, and case 4 over case 3? What is the Chiddush of each case in the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Tana Devi Rabbi Yishmael, Lo Zesh Nechtav Shelo L'shem Gerishin. The first case is a case of where the get wasn't written for any specific divorce at all. This was in get writing school. This was in Sofrim school. Nobody was divorcing anybody. They're just practicing how to write a get. So maybe that's the only case that's lo lishma. But case number 2, where at least a Reuven was writing this to actually divorce a Sarah, just wasn't you, it was your friend. Ela afzeh shenichtav l'shem gerishin pasul. At least the second case was written for a divorce. Case number 2 wasn't written for him to divorce his own wife. At least in case number 3, he was writing it to divorce one of his Sarahs. So case number 3 adds, even where the guy is intending to divorce his wife. And what does case number 3 have case number 4? V'lo zeh. Shalona l'shem gerishin ha, ela af zeshin l'shem gerishin ha. The fourth case is even where the get was actually written for this girl, because he's told the sofa to write for one of my two. So he intended for this girl. It's still possible because he didn't specifically say it's for this one, it's for this Sarah. He just said, have in mind one of my Sarahs. He didn't say have in mind the younger one. Ask the Gemara, my taimo, why do all four of these not actually work? Answers the Gemara, I kasav v'nasan sefer krisis biyada. If the Torah would just write the words without the words v'kasav la, it would leave out the words v'kasav la. If it would have just said the nasan sefer krisis biyada, havamin lemute hechkam, so that would the law of lishum krisis. So then I would know to exclude the case of the sofer school. He's just training the young soferim to write, but not for any divorce. Aval kasav legarish es ishto v'nimlach. But if a guy wrote to divorce his wife and he changed his mind, and then his friend is going to use the same get, David l'shum krisus, at least that case was made for divorce. So if it said v'nasan sefer krisus, maybe that would be good. David l'shum krisus ema kosher. So kasav rachman v'kasav. So that's why he says, no, v'kasav teaches me that the husband has to write specifically, thank you. So v'kasav means that the husband has to be the guy writing it, as opposed to the guy just learning to write a get. V'kasav rachman v'kasav hava minilim ute hai delo iu kakasav la. So that's coming to exclude the second case, that the husband is not writing it. Aval, in the third case, yeshlo shtei nashim de'iu kakasiv la, that case the husband really is writing it. Say makasha, you might think it works well. Kas rachman Allah lishma, says the Gemara. V'seif alamali, so what does case four teach me? Because there he did write it, la. Hakamash v'lan de'ein breira. In a situation where the guy says, write it for one of my wives, we don't say that retroactively, when he gives it to one of them, we say breira. What's breira? Retroactive determination. That we do not say that once he gives it to her, it comes out retroactively that his das was really on her. We don't say such a thing. Ein breira. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. Kasav lagarish. Kasav lagarish esak doila. Lo yigarish bo esak tana. If the guy wrote to get, guy has two wives, they're both named Sarah. One of them is 30 and one of them is 25. So if the husband wrote to get to divorce the 30-year-old, he's not allowed to use it to divorce the 25-year-old. Says the Gemara, Ketanu delo matzim igarishlo. He can't use it to divorce the 25-year-old. Hagdolo matzim igarishlo. But if he has two wives named Sarah, and he intends when he's writing it to divorce the 30-year-old, and he really wants to divorce the 30-year-old, then he's allowed to use this get to divorce the 30-year-old, even though he also has another wife named Sarah. Amar Rav Zosa Meris, we can learn from this. Shnei Yosef ben Shimon, hadarim bi'ir achas. If you have two Yosef ben Shimons who live in the same city, motzi'in shtar chov al acherim. So, this Yosef ben Shimon is allowed to lend money to Reuven in the city, and Reuven cannot claim, oh no, I don't owe you the money, I owe the other Yosef ben Shimon the money. He can't claim that, even though there's two Yosef ben Shimons in the city. The borrower cannot claim to the Yosef ben Shimon holding on to the document, no, I didn't borrow from you, I borrowed from the other Yosef ben Shimon. Motzin Jacob. The proof is from our Mishnah that the husband can divorce this get, his wife, that's written for her name, and when she comes to remarry based on the get, we're not choshing, maybe the get was written for her sister, who has the same name. And the get fell out of her sister's hand, and she picked it up. No, we say, since she's holding on to the document, it's probably hers. So too, Yosef ben Shimon, there's two Yosef ben Shimons in the town, the guy can't claim, the Reuven can't claim, I owe the money to the other Yosef ben Shimon, but you stole the document from him. He can't say that. If he's holding on to the document, we assume it's his. Amalei Abaye, Elmeata. If that's true, Abaye sister of it, if that's true, Reisha, what about case two? Diktani, Shmi Keshimcha, Apostle Lagarishbo, Sheni Udolo Matsimi Garishbo. He said his friend can't divorce from this one, Harishon, but the first guy, Matsimi Garishbe. But wait a second. Vaha Aminon, Velo Acher, Yochel Lahotzi Alein Shtarchov, Barabosai. In the case of two Yosef and Shimon's, the Gemara says in Baba Basra, so the borrower cannot claim that it belongs, that I owe the money to the other Yosef ben Shimon. But in the other direction, if there's two Yosef ben Shimon in the same city, so they can make a claim on somebody else, but others cannot make a claim on them. If Reuven has a document that says Yosef ben Shimon owes him the money, so he can't collect from the one Yosef ben Shimon, because the one Yosef says, no, I don't owe you the money. You wrote the document from the other Yosef. The other Yosef ben Shimon owes you the money. So in that case, so the guy's not going to win. Amotzi mechaveh olav araya. If Reuven has a document that says Yosef ben Shimon owes you money, how do you know it's this Yosef ben Shimon? Maybe it's the other guy. You have no proof. So that doesn't work. So how come over here by the get, in the case number two, how in the world can this woman go get remarried with this document that says Yosef ben Shimon married her, divorced Sarah? Maybe it was somebody else. Elamayis lechamemar, be'edi misira, v'rabba lazari. You must say that the only way case two works, only if you have, maybe the husband can claim, I didn't write the get. It was the other Yosef ben Shimon who wrote it for his wife. How can two Yosef and Shimon's get divorced? You have Mitzvah Rabba Lazari. So Hachanami, so too in case three, Be'edi Misira Rabba Lazari. So too in case number three, where the guy wrote to divorce Sarah. So the only way it's going to work is you have Edi Misira, who see which woman she's divorcing. But if you don't have Edi Misira or Choshish, maybe the get was really, maybe he divorced the younger woman and the get fell out and she picked it up. So you have no proof from the case of Shnei Yosef ben Shimon. So therefore, since we're talking about Edi Misira, you have to say there's Edi Misira in this case. There is no proof to the case of the two Yosef ben Shimons that live in one city, because this is a different case. We have Edi Misira. Therefore, you have no proof to the case of Yosef ben Shimon. It happens to me that we follow that opinion, that where there's two Yosef ben Shimons in the same city, if the one of them has a document, we believe him. If he's holding on to the document, we do believe him. Says the Gemara, last point of today's daf, Amar Rav, Kulan Postlin Bikahuna. In all four cases of the Mishnah that we said the get does not work, even though the get doesn't work in all four cases of the Mishnah, if the husband dies, this woman is not allowed to marry a Kohen. Because we're Choshesh L'chumra that she had Reach HaGet. She got a get which was a little shaky. We say it's puzzle. But nevertheless, it smells like a get. So she is not allowed to marry a Kohen. Kulan Postin B'Kahuna. Because it smelled like she got a get. As we're going to see later on Daf Pei Beis Amud Beis, in about 2 months from now. Kulan Postin B'Kahuna. Chutz Min HaRishon. Except for the first get, where it was just they're writing in Sofer school, where that's not a get at all. It wasn't, because that get wasn't even written for divorce. Ushmuel Amar, that's Rav. Rav says the first case she can marry a Kohen. Ushmuel Amar, even in the first case, Af Barishon, if a guy gives his wife a get that was written in Sofer school, which happened to write Reuven divorced Sarah. And Shmuel goes according to his own reasoning. Any place where a guy gives his wife a get and the rabbis say it's pasul u posel. Even though the get is pasul, if you gave your wife any get whatsoever, she's disqualified from marrying a kohen. And similarly, chalitza psula, if you give your yuvama a chalitza that was puzzle, psula, but uposal to minachin. Even though it's a chalitza psula, so it does not matter her to go marry somebody else, she still needs another chalitza. Nevertheless, uposal to minachin. If you gave her a chalitza psula, we're getting back into yuvamas. Mordechai is getting excited. If you give your yuvama a chalitza psula, even though she's not allowed to go marry somebody else, uposalta mina achin. This disqualifies her. This chalitza psula, even a chalitza psula disqualifies her from getting yibum from one of the other brothers. Once the husband did a chalitza to her, even though it was a bad chalitza, even Shmuel holds a bad chalitza. Okay, now you got to do this right. You got to do a good chalitza now. The other brothers are disqualified from doing Yibam to her. Okay, Rabosai, we'll pick this up. Now, again, I have a problem with Motzei Shabbos. We got a Rebbe's barbecue Motzei Shabbos, and I got to prepare. So I'm not going to record Motzei Shabbos' daf until 2 in the morning. Now, there's a slight chance that I will do it this afternoon. There's a slight chance that I'll have enough time to learn the daf this afternoon and record the daf this afternoon. I will try, but we're eating out Friday night because we have no kitchen. We have no kitchen, so we're eating out Friday night. And if last Friday night is any indication of this Friday night, I'm not going to get home till very late. If they're making early Shabbos, I'm not sure I'm going to have time to record the daf this afternoon. So whatever, we'll work it out. It'll either be 2 in the morning Saturday night or this afternoon. I'll try to do a quick version of the daf this afternoon. That means it's got to be a daf that lends itself to giving a quick version, meaning that I know it's flying out. Oh, it's very small. Oh, that's good news. Okay, good news.
In person, Monster Shabbos?
What?
In person, Monster Shabbos?
No, not in person.